Thanks for downloading this Joy 94.9 podcast. This is Pop Quiz on Joy.
It's got a long tail.
Like a donkey.
Get ready to match the stars.
Our first contestant tonight.
Cold, recent studio audience. Look at these exciting prizes.
Brand new show, Tired Old Compy.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello and welcome to Pop Quiz. Whether you're listening to us live Thursday at 6 p.m. on Joy 94.9 or if you've downloaded our wildly successful podcast, we're coming to you remotely from various locations around Victoria's Naughty Corner, specifically the Melbourne Metropolitan Region and the Mitchell Shire, a shire that none of us had contemplated until 2 weeks ago, and now a shire that we cannot stop thinking about. We're pushing on with this spin-off of Pop Quiz that we like to call Pop Quarantiers. Joy is, of course, Australia's LGBTQIA plus radio station, and you've landed here on episode 43 of Pop Quiz. It's our weekly quiz show covering news, popular culture, and some other pretty obscure stuff. I'm your host, Dee Mason, and I'm broadcasting from downtown Fitzroy, but the person dinging tonight's giant silver donga is located 7 kilometres away, tucked up in a warehouse in the inner west of Melbourne, preferring the pronouns she and her, and recently awarded MVP for Team L. It's Pop Quiz designated survivor. It's Gay Gailey Davidson.
Hi, Dave.
Welcome Woo-hoo. Back to Pop Quiz. 43 episodes.
Oh, I cannot believe it.
How many of those in isolation, say you?
I would say 13.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get clarification on that when
yeah, we will.
Bring Sandra in. How are you coping, Gail, with the isolation, series two?
I'm going okay. I've gone to, you know, meals being delivered.
To you?
Not meals on wheels.
I was going to say.
You know, like a dinner pack kind of
Every
affair.
Every lady gets to a certain age where that's just more
I know.
Convenient.
It's coming. I can see it over the horizon. Yeah. But at the moment we're just making it feel like it's my choice. But, yes, so I literally don't have to go anywhere now.
Yeah,
it's just me and big warehouse.
As we like to say and amongst our people, house is looking great.
Yeah, thank you.
Great.
Thank you. That's a fake background.
I've yeah. That's right. You just need your daughter to come walk and sit on the couch. And just, yeah.
That's right.
As you know, Gail, only too well, each week on Pop Quiz, we throw together two humans, one a celebrity from the real and actual world and one from the Joy 94.9 talent pool. We pit their wits against each other for the chance to win quite unimpressive prizes from our Pop Quiz gift shop. So, Gail, tell us, who do you have for us from the real world today?
Dee, our first quarantestant was forced to carve out a career as a multi-award winning comedian, composer and theatre maker after the shocking realisation that being tall and a lesbian just wasn't enough to cut it as a professional basketballer. Her works include A Dingo Ate My Baby, It's Not Me, It's Lou, and Queer Extravaganza, spoiler alert, Lou Wall's Drag Race. As a performer, she has starred in Green Room nominated musical Romeo Is Not the Only Fruit, Oh No, Satan Stole My Pineal Gland, and the TV series Reef Break for the ABC. Currently, she is co-writing a podcast, Dramageddon. It hasn't all been beer and Skittles, although, to be fair, it does seem like there has been quite a lot of both. She once worked for a mafiosa overlord, Mick Gatto, at one of his restaurants, and is currently cleaning the home of a hoarder for money due to her gigs being cancelled thanks COVID-19. Her stated life mission is to make the perfect fluffy light gnocchi from scratch, but sadly her greatest learning from the lockdown is that she is destined never to master this goal. You can catch her virtually at 8 p.m. on the 2nd of August, where she will be hosting Fringe Roulette as part of the Melbourne Fringe's Virtual Common Rooms Festival. Hailing all the way from Coomera, New South Wales, but very much stuck in Melbourne now and loving it, rolling with the pronouns she and her and they and them, and batting for teams L and Q, measuring in at 6 feet and then 4 inches, it's comedy's Lou Wall.
Hello.
Hey, Lou Wall, you made it.
Welcome.
I made it. I'm so glad that you can't see that I'm 6'4" over Zoom. Hello.
Lou, we'll have a bit of a chat with you in a minute, but taking on Lou today is one of our Joy favourites and one of our biggest music nerds here at Joy. He distinguished himself early in life by being one of just three fully grown men alive to have been born and raised on Bondi Beach without learning how to surf. He's a Joy 94.9 twofer in that he volunteers with us as a presenter of Homophonics Mondays at 9 p.m, a queer music show focusing on up-and-coming artists. But he's also on staff at Joy as our production manager, which means he spends a bit of time producing the great stings and sponsor messages you hear on Joy, and about 98% of his time herding cats, making it possible for hundreds of volunteers to put quality radio content to air remotely, and that ain't no small thing. When he's not at work or patting his greyhound rescue dog, he is DJing around the traps. If he has learnt one thing in lockdown, is that he's a lover and not a fighter. He went in thinking he'd probably fight with his partner, but they haven't done that yet. Rolling with the he, him pronouns, also measuring in at 6'4" on the knocker and batting for Team G, with the patience of a saint and the beard of a hipster, it's Joy's very own Jordan Johnson.
Hello.
Hey, Jordan. Can I just start with you? Because, you know, we get to chat a lot now that you're basically running the show for us remotely.
Yep.
What has been the biggest challenge trying to run Joy technically from afar?
Well, I got thrown into this job and I worked 1 to 2 weeks normal and then immediately had to do everything off-site. So that was a big change. I was really thrown in the deep end. But look, it's been tough, but I think it's been pretty fun. It's been great to see how many volunteers have been so keen to learn and make great radio from home. Like, everyone's been like, we're all in this together. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a shame we went ahead and built that Pride Centre because simply no need for a studio anymore.
Not going to use it.
Admire it from afar.
I mean, we can have parties there, I'm quite sure of us. Lou
One
Wall,
at a time.
Welcome, and tell us, what can we expect at Fringe Roulette? Is there a gun involved, for example?
Roulette was actually the name of it when it wasn't a virtual thing. So it is a lineup of six incredible artists who have done their art from their living room, and I'm hosting it. And I tell you what, I saw a few of the clips today as a little sneak preview, and I am like blown away by what people can do in their living rooms. It is honestly crazy. One girl makes like a coffee out of the water in her bathtub. It's just, it's beyond. You should definitely come and see it.
I've been doing that for weeks.
We've all been resorting to things not unlike that. Lou Wall, you're not doing a spot on that, you're hosting?
Yes, I am hosting. So I'll be hosting from the Common Rooms Hub, and it will be me and five men behind a camera in masks.
So the performers are in their own homes and they're crossing live to you at the venue?
Yeah, they sure are.
What was the gig that was cancelled? Did you have something at the Comedy Festival?
Yeah, I had I was going to do a musical called Lusical the Musical, where I have been writing to-do lists like my whole life, like I'm obsessed with them. And so in this musical, I was going to complete every undone item on my to-do list. That was like 900 items, like in like a one-person show. Yeah. So to be honest, when it was cancelled, I was like, wow, that's some weight off my shoulders.
You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, literally, but hopefully I'll be able to bring it back sometime soon.
It seems to me that you, Lou Wall, are one of the few comics standing that does not yet have a Netflix special with your own name on it. Is there some way that we can encourage Netflix to follow you around with a camera while you clean hoarders' homes, like a little Marie Kondo
at Netflix?
Oh, now we're talking.
Absolutely. DM me. I'm available for anything. I could make you a great hoarding series set in the Dandenong Ranges.
Great.
Wow.
Are you a hoarder, Johnny Johnston?
No, not at all. Not at all. So I've got nothing for you to clean, Lou. Sorry.
Never mind.
That's good for me.
Jordan, what constitutes, you know, you have a show. Do you say homophonics or homophonics?
Look, either or. I like to say homophonics, but homophonics just put the emphasis that I am a homosexual.
Oh, you
in
are?
In case you didn't know.
What yes. now?
Yeah, sorry.
This is a gay thing. Oh, okay. Wow. People must ask you, what constitutes queer music? You know, we've got our quota of queer music that we have to play and enjoy. What constitutes queer music?
So, I mean, technically it's any artist that identifies under the LGBTQIA plus rainbow. That's kind of queer music. And obviously you've got the big names like, you know, your Troye Sivan, your Lady Gaga, your Kim Petras, things like that. But the thing I really like to focus on in my show is kind of the up-and-coming queer artists that make weird music. So some that make pop, but ones that are kind of really pushing the boundaries and creating new genres for themselves, and artists that won't probably ever get played on, you know, mainstream stations. I want to kind of give them a platform and
Who's the one to watch in Australia right now? Who's an Australian queer artist to watch?
So my favourite is Cry Club. They're a duo from up in Wollongong. They're this really, really energetic, like pop rock duo. Heather, the lead singer, has just the most incredible stage presence and just works the stage like they own it. It's incredible.
Right.
Cry Club.
Or they currently work the lounge room like they own it.
The lounge room.
Yeah.
Lou Wall, just run us through where you're going wrong with the gnocchi. Let's see if we can help.
This is the problem with the gnocchi, is that I do not possess the lesbian, like, sourdough gene. Like, I cannot make bread. I cannot make pasta. So on my birthday, like, I love gnocchi. It's, like, my favorite meal ever. I was like, on my birthday, I was like, you know what? I'm going to, like, make handmade pasta and make some gnocchi for my birthday. And I made it, and it was so, like, wet and dense. It literally, like, tasted like river rocks, and I had to throw it all out. My girlfriend was like, this is disgusting, and I had to order some takeaway Thai food. So it's like my lockdown mission, but I just don't know if it's going to ever be possible for me.
I don't know if your girlfriend's in earshot, but who makes their girlfriend make their own gnocchi on their birthday? Just saying. We can let it go.
Yeah, look, it was a bad idea to start out with, but I have big ambitions.
I'm sure
change
it's
your ambition
to
mowing the lawn and making enough money to buy your own gnocchi.
There you go. Or Marie Kondo in people's apartments and buying your own gnocchi.
Yeah, Netflix, call me. Give me money to make my own gnocchi.
Okay, Gay Gailey, you are the official Joy 94.9 pop quiz adjudicator in isolation. For the love of God, how's all this going to work?
Dee, it'll go like a bought one. There are four rounds. We'll explain it all as we go along. Each round will start and end with this sound. You can buzz in at any time, but if your answer is incorrect, your opponent will hear the rest of the question and have the chance to steal a point. The winner goes home with our prize du jour.
Prize du jour, gal. That sounds like a great time to prize open the doors of the Pop Queers gift shop. Tell me, what is our lucky winner going home with tonight?
There are two things we love, Dee, a theme and a super cheap prize, and the gift shop has ticked all the boxes. To keep on our themed gifts, we have a partner piece for last week's unicorn mask with this unicorn slap bracelet. Part jewellery, part self-flagellation. This looks like a tongue depressor gone sparkly. The unicorn head is articulated, meaning you can move it up and down the bangle, which is either handy or poorly manufactured. One lucky guest could be slapping themselves pink with a unicorn tonight.
Lou Wall, you got room for that in your COVID life?
I absolutely do. I do think that is such a prized possession that it does spark joy, and I wouldn't get rid of it if I was doing it clean.
Do you reckon you could successfully hide that in your hoarder's house and they would not know?
300%. Absolutely, yes.
That and a mini miner.
I did see Jordan Johnson's eyes sparkle when that came on the screen. Because you know when it first took a bit of that accoutrement, Jordan?
No, it looks beautiful, although it does look like a child's bracelet. And I am a thick-wristed fellow, so I think it might more be a ring.
Off, Jordan. That's
sorry.
If isolation and Zoom recording have taught us anything, Gail, about radio making, it's that homemade buzzers don't work for radio. So for tonight's episode, you'll raise your hand when you know the answer and Gail will call your human name. Let's practice. Lou Wall, when you know the answer, you'll do this. Yeah,
Lou.
Well done. That's vibrant. Makes good radio too. And Jordan Johnson, when you know the answer, you'll do this. Okay, right. Well,
I'm hoping you both get faster at it than that. But anyway, we're off.
Gailey, let's get your dong out and ding it till it's red because it's time for round one.
Round one is news of the week or thereabouts. Buzz in and win 1 point for each correct answer. You have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can. Read all about it when your time starts.
Now, the Auslan interpreter for Dan Andrews looked like he was flipping the bird with both hands last week.
Jordan?
Oh, no. Availability?
Incorrect.
Poo.
Keep your poo talk to yourself, thanks.
Sorry.
Steal it, Lou. I'll finish the question.
Can I finish the question?
What word was he actually signing? What is this in Auslan?
Fuck off.
No, that's just plain old English.
Mate. We'll just back that out. But, the word is lazy.
Yeah. There you go.
I think there's a bit of that involved.
Students in Victorian public schools now have access to free what?
Lou.
iPads?
Incorrect. Jordan.
Dang.
Tampons.
Correct.
Yeah. Yay.
Pads and tampons.
Bad, Lou, bad. A Melbourne University student has
It was a pad, though. I did say iPad.
iTampons.
Bear pad, not iPad.
A Melbourne University student has launched a legal case against the federal government relating to what?
Oh, Lou.
She is suing them over not disclosing the effects of climate change on her super.
That is a very thorough answer, yes. And it's correct.
Almost
Katta
too thorough.
O'Donnell.
Yeah.
More
Which,
power.
She's a boss.
Which daytime talk show is under internal investigation over allegations of...
Jordan.
Ellen DeGeneres.
I know.
Really?
Yes. Mm.
A Perth man walked over 60 kilometres over 2 days after bogging his car in the bush. Where was the first place he went when he made it to town?
Jordan.
Where was the first place he went?
I'm going to guess the pub.
You're going to guess correctly. He went to the pub for a steak, then the hospital because his mum made him.
After 85 years, the name of which brand of cheese is changing its name?
Jordan.
Coon cheese.
New name, not announced yet. Standing by.
Activewear retailer Lorna Jane has been fined or...
Oh, Lou.
For making fake virus-protective leggings.
That is correct. It's called LJ Shield range of clothes, and the claim was that it would protect wearers from COVID-19, which apparently isn't true. Can't believe it.
And Natalie Portman, Serena Williams, Jessica Chastain are funding a new women's team in what sport? It's not the AFL.
Tennis?
Incorrect, tennis.
Jordan for the steal.
Ping pong.
Correct, but a great guess. It's soccer.
Or football.
LA Angels, I think.
Final question. What was the woman nicknamed Bunnings Karen refusing to do in a viral video?
Jordan.
Crazy. Crazy woman refusing to wear a mask and recited all of these laws and...
And wrong.
Wow. That brings us to the end of round one, Gail. I'm going to throw over to our producer and assistant scorekeeper in isolation, Sananda, for the tally.
All right. We can tell who reads the news because Lou's got 2 points and Jordan's got 5.
Oh.
Oh.
That's right.
Wow.
Still plenty of time to come back.
I like the way the Sananda just puts a little bit of attitude in, a little bit of a dig. Okay, Gail, let's keep it rolling and let's push on with round two.
Round two is our culture segment, and to celebrate our guest Lou Wall, we're playing a game we like to call Wall-to-Wall Walls with questions about, you guessed it, walls. Win 1 point for each correct answer. We'll be dancing on the ceiling when your time starts.
Now, the mega curved wall is the final challenge in which TV obstacle course show?
Lou.
Ninja Warrior.
That is correct.
The Western Wall, also known as the Wailing Wall, is important in which religion?
Jordan.
Judaism?
Correct.
A Seattle landmark is the brick walls of the Market Theatre covered in used what? Seattle landmark.
Oh, Jordan.
Is it chewing gum?
It is chewing gum. How did you know that?
I have no idea.
Question 4. Phil Spector was credited with creating the music production technique called the Wall of what? Phil Spector's Wall of...
Lou.
No, I lied. I don't know. Wall of silence? I don't know.
Jordan? Wall of sound?
It is the wall of sound. Famously. That is correct.
Wow. Which band produced the album The Wall?
Jordan?
Pink Floyd?
That is correct. They were formerly called The Tea Set.
Really?
Something I didn't realize until yesterday.
What household fitting is often described as wall-to-wall? I like your wall-to-wall.
Jordan?
Ceiling?
Incorrect, although that's kind of an essential part of a ceiling, isn't it? Lou?
Curtains?
No, okay. Incorrect. It's carpet.
Wall-to-wall.
Okay.
Wall-to-wall curtains.
Who? Who claimed that Mexico would pay for the border wall with the US?
Lou.
Trump.
Don't say his name.
Yeah, true. Beep that out.
Yeah.
According to the Bible, who made the walls of Jericho fall by playing ram's horns?
Bad folk song, but I'm guessing you guys didn't hear it.
Oh, Jordan's got his handies up.
Jordan?
Was it Jesus?
It wasn't. Lou, you got anything there?
Was it someone through the power of the Holy Spirit?
Well, that's good, but we were after an actual name. It was Joshua.
Have you got a Pentecostal, have you got a Pentecostal background, Lou Wall?
I do have an Anglican background.
Oh, okay. No, sometimes your comedians come up with a bit of that. Stand by. Question 9. Whilst it is said you can see which wall from space, it's not actually true. Jordan, he's obviously got his hand up.
Great Wall of China.
That is correct.
What is the punchline for the telephone prank where you ring random number?
Luke!
Oh, no, I have no idea. I was going to say when people called my house, my dad would always say, if they're like, we're looking for this wall and this wall, then people would be like, then who's holding up the house if no one was home?
That's the punchline.
That's it. Is that it? Oh, my God, yes.
What's keeping the roof up?
My whole time.
Mr. Wall there? No. Is Mrs. Wall there? No. Well, then what's keeping the roof up?
I said to Gail, I did not think that you would have ever heard that because I used to do that. We'd call anybody with the surname Wall in the phone book and give them that. I mean, that was basically...
I used to do that to other walls, like I used to go to the yellow pages. Just like sick of it being done to me.
You'd be like, sorry, Uncle Tony.
Yeah, literally.
I'm doing it again.
All right, time's up in round 2. Over to you, Sananda, our assistant schoolkeeper. How are the scores looking at the end of round 2?
Looks like Lou's making a comeback with 5 total points, and Jordan is leading with a mere 10.
Ooh, wow. 10.
If you have just joined us, I think it's fair to say you've missed approximately half the fun. This is Pop Quiz, episode 43 on Joy 94.9. I'm your host, Dee Mason, and I'm joined by Joy's chief adjudicator, Gay Gailey Davidson, and our scorekeeping producer, Sananda. We're halfway through a very heated battle between Lou Wall, funny tall redhead lady, Australia's very own Marie Kondo, and host of the upcoming Fringe Roulette as part of the Melbourne Fringe's virtual common rooms, and Joy's own Jordan Johnson, herder of cats and host of Homophonics, Monday nights at 9. Gail, how about you bang that metal thing and let's get round 3 underway.
We're mixing it up with a multiple choice round. You will each be asked your own set of questions, so unhand your hands up. Looking at the life experience and interests of our guests, we have, of course, a round on the national animals of countries of the world. Win a point for each correct answer. Lou Wall won the toss and has elected to go first. Let the cat out of the diplomatic attaché case when your time starts.
Now, Lou Wall, what is the national animal of France? The national animal of France. Is it A, the golden marmot, B, the Gaelic cock, or C, the toy poodle? Marmot? Or is
it... my God, I am French, but I have no idea. I'm going to say B.
That is correct.
Because you wanted to say Gaelic cock. Sure. Le coq sportif, Gaelic cock. Question 2. What is a druk, national anthem of Bhutan? Is it
animal.
A... national animal, beg your pardon, of Bhutan. Is it A rain eagle, B, a thunder dragon, or C, a storm rabbit? It is the druk.
Oh my God. I hope it's a thunder dragon, but I'm going to say it's a rain eagle.
It is a thunder dragon.
What?
I know. Controversy.
Lou Wall, is the dugong national animal of A, Fiji, B, Papua New Guinea, or C, Samoa?
D, it's the national animal of my life, but also I'm going to say Samoa.
It is, look, it could have been any of those. It's Papua New Guinea.
There you go.
It's guessed that dugongs inspired tales of mermaids.
Yeah, they're the fish with titties. Is that right, Gail? Titty fish.
Sea cow, right?
No, D.
Don't they have...
Stand down, mate.
Titty fish.
I feel like that's not the distinguishing feature, but
no,
I love it.
I don't think so either.
Feel that it is.
Speak to you later.
Question four for you, Lou Wall. What has Nepal made their national animal? Is it A, the sparrow, B, the rat, or C, the cow? Sparrow, rat, or cow for Nepal?
Ooh, cow?
That is correct. They're a Hindu country and cows are sacred.
Final question for you, Lou Wall. Question five. Greece has which mythical national animal? Is it A, the phoenix, B, Minotaur, or C, Pokemon? Phoenix, Minotaur, or
Minotaur.
Phoenix.
Dang.
I mean, given the financial crisis, they could have downgraded to a Pokemon, but they chose to stick with Phoenix.
Let's keep it going. Five questions for you, Jordan Johnson. Question one, what is the national animal of Scotland? Is it A, the elk, B, the unicorn, or C, the water rat?
The unicorn.
B, the unicorn.
B, the unicorn. Yes, it is. Question two, which of these countries has a dragon as their national animal? Is it A, Myanmar, B, Wales, or C, Westeros?
Wait. What? Hang on. Wales, yeah. The third one's not a thing, right?
That's correct. Which from Game of Thrones.
Okay, good.
Myanmar's animal is the green peafowl, so not a dragon.
Question three, Jordan. What is the national animal of Mauritius? Is it A, the Momo chicken, B, the dodo bird, or C, the book owl?
Ooh, they're all very funny names. Mm-hmm. A.
The Momo chicken.
Momo chicken is a chicken dish. The dodo bird is the national animal of Mauritius.
Really?
They are responsible for making it extinct.
They are extinct, yes.
Yeah.
And question four. North Korea's mythical animal, the cholima, can do what? Can it A, gallop 1,000 miles, B, carry 1,000 people, or C, fly? North Korea's mythical animal, the cholima.
Oh, no. I'm going to say... carry 1,000 people.
Gail?
Incorrect. It can gallop 1,000 miles.
Oh. Less impressive.
Question five. Yeah. Fun question for you, Jordan. What is Canada's national animal? Is it A, the bearded clam, B, the spotted punani, or C, the beaver?
I really want it to be...
the bearded clam. Number...
Spotted punani. That's a STI, I think. I'm going to go C.
C, the beaver.
It is the beaver. Well done. There were no losers there.
No. Well, that brings us to the end of round three, the all-important multi-choice round. Over to you, Sananda. What are the scores like at the end of round three?
All right. Lou's making her way back with a total of 7 points, and Jordan is at 13.
Wow. Woo! I can't help feeling, Sananda, that you made that sound closer than it actually was. Gail, feels like a good time for our fourth and final round.
We're back on the hands up for round four with a game we call When Lou Was 15 or Thereabouts, where we ask very random questions about that red letter year that was 2011. Your time starts.
What a great quiz round question round idea, Gail. Questions for the hands up. This was the year what all female comedy movie about preparing for a wedding starring Kristen Wiig?
Lou.
Bridesmaids.
Correct.
Yes.
Question two. Carly Rae Jepsen just met us but had a hit.
Jordan.
Call Me Maybe. Carly Rae Jepsen.
What song by Korea's PSY took over this year?
Oh, that was close. Lou?
Gangnam Style.
That is correct. It's
Psy. That was my year 12 going away song.
Gangnam Style.
Country New South Wales, baby.
Yeah.
Who was the Prime Minister in 2011?
Lou?
Gillard?
Correct.
Yes.
Which astronomical hit did Nicki Minaj have this time?
Oh, that was close. Jordan?
Was it Superbass?
It was not.
Oh.
Lou?
Was it Anaconda?
It was not. Astronomical, guys. Starships.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The first season of which horror anthology by Ryan Murphy launched this year?
Oh, Jordan.
Merkin Horror Story.
That's correct. I
said what I said.
Merkin Horror Story is an anthology I would watch.
Lady Gaga correct, made us feel good about ourselves with what song?
Oh, Blue.
Born This Way?
That is correct.
Nine noble families fight for control over the lands of Westeros.
Oh, Lou.
Game of Thrones?
That is correct. Can you believe that was 2011?
I can't believe the war was in year 12. Foster?
I know. I've not watched a single episode. Actually, no, 2011. I think I was not in year 12.
Foster.
Game of Style just had the endurance.
We can mute her if we need to. Foster and the people told people you'd better run, outrun.
Jordan.
Pumped Up Kicks, which is about like a school shooting, I think.
Yes, over shoes.
Wow. Virgin Blue Airlines is renamed and rebranded as what in 2011? Virgin Blue Airlines is renamed what?
Lou?
Virgin Australia?
That is correct.
Gautier featuring Kimbra had a huge hit with what song?
Oh, Jordan.
Somebody That I Used to Know.
No, what a brilliant karaoke song that is.
I just hate that song. That brings us to the end of round four, Gail. Nail-biting stuff. But while you and Sananda are tallying up the scores for the all-important final round, let's have a word from our supporters.
Hey, what's up? This is Lou Wall, and you are listening to Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9.
Yay.
Yay!
Ooh, you're back with Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're at the really, really pointy bit of the show where I get to ask you the question, Gay Gailey, are we in a position to anoint a winner for episode 43 of Pop Quiz, or will I need to drag out that old tiebreaker question again?
No, put your hammer down. Sananda had to count on every single one of her fingers and toes this time, but it appears we do have a winner. Lou stormed up to 13, but Jordan was out in front on 17. And he'll be taking home a unicorn slapper tonight.
Oh, slap it on.
Not for the first time.
Slap it on. Not for the first time. That's right.
Jordan, congratulations. I mean, do you have some words on your victory? Some words for Lou on her defeat?
It was a great game, Lou. Thank you so much. And I cannot wait to get my hands on that slap bracelet and then be severely disappointed when I realise I am not a child and it does not fit on my girthy wrist.
You're going to go on about your girth again, aren't you?
We'll say girth one more time on my radio show. You will be ejected from it.
I'm a size queen. <you know?
laughs> Lou Wall, words in defeat. You're right.
That was lit. Thanks for the game.
Well, you've got a rich and full life. We know that. You've got houses to clean and shows to write and a performance to give in a couple of weeks. Is that like next week now? August the 2nd.
Yeah, next Sunday. Couple of days, I think.
Couple of days.
Yeah, this Sunday.
Great. Well, you know what I'm going to say? Sadly, guys, that's all we have time for. Big congratulations to our contestants. Thanks to our celebrity guest, Lou Wall. You can register to be in the audience online to see Lou hosting Fringe Roulette as part of the Melbourne Fringe Virtual Common Rooms. Go to melbournefringe.com.au. You can also listen to her podcast, Dramageddon, online at Melbourne Writers Festival. Lou says if you have money to spare and you'd like to help out in some way with the plight of the First Nations people of Victoria, she would love you to support paytherent.net.au. You can follow all the Lou Wall hijinks on Instagram and Facebook at The Lou Wall or on Twitter at LouisaWall10. And thanks to Joy's own Jordan Johnson. Don't forget to tune in to Homophonics every Monday at 9 p.m. on Joy 94.9. It's a queer music show focusing on up-and-coming artists. I'd listen to that. Jordan would love to give a shout-out to Black Rainbow. It's a national advocacy platform and touchpoint for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, lesbian, gay, bisexual, queer, transgender and intersex peoples. Head to blackrainbow.org.au to find out how you can help. Shout out to Gay Gailey, the official Pop Queers adjudicator. She'd like you to consider supporting the work of the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre by going to asrc.org.au. They provide much needed food, support and advice to many marginalised people seeking asylum in Australia. To our assistant scorekeeper in isolation, our newly minted Pop Queers producer, Sananda, and always to our long-suffering podcaster, the very silent Jamie Holt. I've been Dee Mason. Please wear your mask, Melbourne. Get tested if you have symptoms. Stay home if you can. But more importantly, keep it kind. It really does help. We'll see you here next week. Same pop time, same pop station. It's Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. You've been listening to Pop Quiz, the podcast on Joy 94.9. You can catch us every Thursday night, 6:30 on Joy 94.9.